I'm not 28 years old. I always worry, although I'm still young, I worry about when I go to my mid-40s or 50s, I look back and wonder if I've lived the wrong life. If I live some full regrets, it'll be too late to change it. So things, I think everybody has that fear deep down. I think I realized it at an earlier age than most. So things I'm mad drives for, like living my life in a hurry to do as many things I want to. I'm always afraid I'll be trapped or limited somehow.
And are there particular things that you feel that you really must do and that you're afraid you won't?
For some compulsion I can't explain, I like to see as much of this world as I possibly can. And I've been dedicating much of my life to doing that, and it's cut into all my expenses, maybe it's taken some toll on my social life, but for some reason I feel this compulsion to see as much as possible, to experience as much in this lifetime. So I would say that I want to see as much as I can possibly, to absorb as much as I can in my life. So it seems to be more to me than making a lot of money or raising a family, which I can't say are not my goals, but they don't take precedence over the other ones.
Not. I don't really know what I want to do now, so I guess that's probably my only anxious or concerning thing at the moment.
Yeah, 32. No, not particularly. I'm just coming and taking life as it comes and as it arrives. I mean, you never know what's going to happen to tomorrow anyway, so why bother?
Melissa, Keith and Barry, oh my goodness, 53. No, I don't feel like 53.
How old do you feel?
Sometimes 153 and sometimes 3. Probably were a lot of things until I fell madly in love and got married 4 years ago for the first time at 49 years old. And so now I value and treasure each day and realize that having been able to find my husband in this big, big world, anything's possible.
My name is Lijan Blaise, 38. Not exactly worried about, but there's something that I'm thinking all the time is I'm very far from my family. Right now I have my family here because I have my kids, my husband, and all my family, you know. But I'm very far from my family, and I miss them a lot. And which is a thing that troubles me a lot, if you want. I'm always homesick. But that's not a very big worry for me in my life. And, not something very special.
My name is Gerard, I'm 39. Yes, stupidity.
Sam Delmar, 28, accountant.
No, I think I'm generally quite a relaxed person, actually. I don't think there's anything that I particularly worry about. I don't get stressed or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just sort of get on with life quite easily.
Yeah.
Just enjoy myself. No, I don't have any particular worries.
Simon Buckley, 38.
Particular anxiety. Well, let's see. I'm unemployed and goofing off in Europe, so I guess having a job.
Do you enjoy goofing off? Are you really worried about it, or are you kind of fun worried about it?
I'm kind of not thinking about it.
Yeah, my name is Sherry Ringrose.
Well, I've just had a baby, so you kind of, you know, it puts your life in perspective, and you kind of, you know, yeah. You have to think harder about life, the meaning of life, and because a baby coming into your life, you have to be slightly more responsible, really, than before. When you're single, you can do what you want, so probably in that sense, but...
So have you been thinking more about how what things mean, what do you come up with?
Not really what it means, but like kind of more what, you know, like your home life, what life you want to, kind of what values you want to give to your child in a way. So you have to look at yourself and say, well, do I eat the right food, do I, you know, that kind of thing, because children just copy whatever you do, so, you know, that kind of thing. So
what do you think the most important values you could give to your
child? Just that she's happy, really, and she's a happy child, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, that she enjoy life and... kind of this confident person, you know, about herself. So, you know.
My name is Sophia. I'm 20 years old. So the people who are around me and so the society I'm living in and how I'm fitting into it.
Tom Bancroft?
Yes.
Yeah.
what I'm doing with my life.
That's kind of a big question. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's like coming here, I find it reassuring to go to a bookshop or something like that because, you know, I think it kind of reassures you that it's all going to make sense in the long run because you can read what the people have done and see how they've used their lives. So, yeah, it's one of those questions you ask yourself every so often. I try not to worry. I think worrying is the wrong thing to do. If you really are concerned about something, I think you have to try and find something to do about it, as opposed to using a lot of energy, getting stressed and upset about it.
I'm 17. I'm afraid of something, but I can't express myself about what I'm afraid about. Maybe I will be... I don't know. Be without friends, probably. Yeah, it can be.
Tom Bancroft?
Yes.
Yeah.
What I'm doing with my life.
That's kind of a big question. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's like coming here, I find it reassuring to go to a bookshop or something like that because, you know, I think it kind of reassures you that it's all going to make sense in the long run because you can read what the people have done and see how they've used their lives. So, yeah, it's one of those questions you ask yourself every so often. I try not to worry. I think worrying is the wrong thing to do. If you really are concerned about something, I think you have to try and find something to do about it, as opposed to using a lot of energy, getting stressed and upset about it.
John Harold McClellan II, 19, 3 weeks ago. What will my mark be? On society, on the world, is it going to be positive, is it going to be negative? Because T.S. Eliot said that most of the harm in this world is done by people wanting to feel important, and I want to feel important sometimes, and, you know, that worries me a bit.
Rob Keefe, 35. The means of living, which seems so blasé, and yet fills one with a certain anxiousness, you know, worrying about finances, and I think I once wrote that I was afraid that I'd never fall in love again.
My name's David Spear Stone-Resnick, 23 years old. The only things I'd worry about was either getting attacked by animals, or maybe like freezing to death.
Adrian, seven. Wolves. Is that it?
Yes.
Alexis Hunt, 13.
Uh-huh. Elise is my name.
I'm 23. To be here, where I'm afraid of this kind of things, but I'm not. It's not an obsession. I'm afraid, but that's all.
And I'm Linda Hunt. I'm almost 40. The unrest between the with what's going on with Iraq right now, all the terrorism. Yeah, because I just want to go home.
Yeah.
I feel vulnerable out here.
You feel vulnerable to the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's an American thing.